Hello humans, 6:47 a.m. on Monday, December 22nd. Let's talk about humanity for a minute, okay? And what's coming up for us and how we're going to react and all of that kind of thing. So I'm somewhat irritated. I'm not like really pissed off. It's just like, how can they be such buttheads? But you'll see videos out there around the UFO subject that are going to be CIA guys or academics like, Giorgiani, who are out there saying that, the UFO subject is hugely dark and you can't handle the truth and you don't want to know. That's what they're going to tell you. Ultimately, government's going to have to tell you. Now, there's an aspect of this we have to discuss real quick, and that is the gap, okay? So there is a gap in reaction time, understanding, formulation of plans, whatever, on the part of officialdom relative to these waves of dynamic social change, right? Change of intent, change of focus, this kind of thing. So if all of the USA citizens, right now we're all focused on the immigration, we're focused on all the Jews paying for the immigration, all the damage from the immigration, the getting rid of it, the deportations, blah, blah, blah. So everybody's focused on that, right? That's going to demand all of our attention. There's a shoveling program. The government wants to shovel us all into certain subjects so that we don't go and think about other subjects. And so they're trying to fill this gap. That's the lag time, this perception lag time. So if all of us, they can't react as fast as the populace relative to the change of our focus. So if everybody today decided, okay, I'm tired of the immigration thing, I'm going to go pile on to the UFO thing, right? And then the government's going to notice this. They're going to see it in all the metrics, the algos, and so on. There's a big spike in interest in UFOs, and they're going to start freaking out. They're already freaking out on the generalized level of interest on a number of subjects that they don't want you to think about, right? They want you to think about immigration and all the social stuff because they can control that. They can appear to be dynamic. They can appear to be doing things. And they are basically leading the formation of that gap. If you go off and start thinking of UFOs, they can't do that, right? They can't go out and arrest a UFO or get press on it or appear to be controlling it or any of that kind of stuff. So they've got a big issue there relative to space aliens, UFOs, UAPs, psionics, undersea objects, you know, all this woo-woo shit. So it's the woo gap, all right? Anyway, so the government's reacting within this woo gap, and they'll always, on those subjects that they have no control. So, you know, if you want to say, if we all started focusing on fleas, government would be quite happy to focus on fleas because they know about flea dust, flea powders, poisoning fleas, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So they would quite happily do that. And they would be very happy that you would be thinking about fleas. They would promote it. They would feed the algo for that. And you wouldn't be thinking about those things they don't want you to think about, right? So they don't want you to really think about the... you could put all these things on a gradient. You could put a big, long list, and at the top, you could put UFOs or the bottom, whichever way you want to go. And then you can list all the other stuff that the government... is afraid of you understanding, or those things they want you to be involved in because they can control it. And you'll see that UFOs are the very last thing they want you to be thinking about. Unfortunately, they have to, not just because there's a gap in humans they're thinking of them, but because the UFOs are self-organizing, self-directing, self-actualizing. So they have to respond to the UFO activity. And that's independent of us, but it brings them up in conflict with us. It brings the intensity of the effort they have to put out and so on and it's directed by some other force that is not government and not our population. So the whims of our population, its attention, its focus, and so on, don't really matter relative to UFOs, because the UFOs are going to do their shit whether we react to them or not. So we could all just ignore UFOs, and government would be quite happy about that. If we see them in the sky like chemtrails, we just don't pay any attention, right? And that would suit the government, because they're wrestling with this. Now, you're going to hear all these people, like I say, so that's the gap, all right? So they are always behind the times, or they're attempting to lead us away from something that has a gap. So like I say, they would rather you focus on immigration and think about all of that than UFOs, because there's no gap there, right? They can't, they do control the immigration aspect of it. Okay, so you're gonna hear these people more and more people are going to focus on UFOs. This is going to keep happening. Government can't control this. They know it's escalating. They're starting to react to it already. They've got a number. They're reacting badly. They don't appear to have a cohesive response to reacting to the UFO issues. There appears to be something on the other side in terms of the UFOs appear to be increasing their activity to the point that it's causing government some consternation over this. And so we're coming up to a point where we may have a conjunction, right? So the UFOs may be getting really out of hand at the same time that the humans themselves are really noticing and talking about it, picking up on it, and so on, which would be the maximum level of gap that the government has had to deal with. And so at that point, maybe it will get a total breakdown. In any event, though, so this is in our near future, right? So next year is going to be UFO space alien year, no matter what. Government can't stop it. Now, the momentum has gone beyond their ability to control it. And as I say, it appears the UFOs are also participating, causing the government people problems on the other side. So, now, we're reading all this from the outside, so none of us are insiders, we don't know what the fuck's going on, you know, we don't believe whistleblowers and that kind of shit anyway, you know, we don't believe these alternative news guys that are non-discriminatory in their thinking, like the redacted dude, you know, putting JP on there, may as well have just put Corey Good on there and started talking about him and the blue avians, right, his blue chickens. Anyway, so so humanity, in a general sense, but specifically also in the Western republics and this kind of thing, is shifting attention over to the UFO issue for all of these different reasons. This is going to cause government problems. It is causing government problems at this moment. They're attempting to get other things to distract us from this, and it's not really working. So now you're going to get a big pump on the idea that the insiders are telling you, you don't want to know this, it's too dark, it's too terrible, right? And, okay, and so here's the thing, guys. So now we're going to get into some real understanding here, right? A real life lesson, all right? So these guys, all of them, all of the people involved in UFOs, in any fucking aspect, from officialdom, every single one of those fuckers, academic, military, woo-woo guys that get captured by it and get brought in on this kind of stuff, right? These self-described journalists like Kerry Cassidy, all of the grifters, you know, David Wilcock and Corey Good and, you know, Emery Smith, all these fuckers, right? All these liars. Every single one of them, the CIA guys, all of these guys, and the government itself, are all approaching this from a perspective that is invalid. And so it taints every conclusion that they come to, because they come from a perspective that is invalid, right? And so it's this kind of a way. Here's an analogy. All of these people dealing with UFOs are like koi in a koi pond. There's this incredibly advanced koi civilization in a koi pond. They're swimming around in there. They're building their houses. They're having their lives in the koi pond and stuff. And they have a UFO issue. Every so often, something happens. And what happens is that unexplainably, the plants in their environment, all of them start wobbling, right? All of the cattails, all of the water lilies, everything in the koi pond, all of the stems and stuff that they see start moving. And the koi scientists say, well, this appears to be a natural force from space. Now, bear in mind, on the other side of the water is their space. So they can see out of the water, and they see the top of the cattail sticking up there in their space. What their koi scientists are afraid to deal with, because they have no concept on what the fuck's going on, are the hands of the little kids that are stirring the cattails and moving the lilies and stuff around, right? And so those would be their UFOs. They don't know what the fuck those hands are. They don't know that there's beings attached or any of this, right? And so they're very scared. And sometimes there's koi abductions, you know, and they get somebody comes and snatches the koi. The UFO snatches the koi out of the pond and then later on puts it back, and it's all disoriented and can't tell you what the fuck really happened, right? It was in a strange environment that it didn't understand, and it couldn't breathe, and there were these strange beings all around it, and so on. Okay, so here is the way to analyze all of this, okay? So you can always go back to this idea and think, oh, that scientist over there, that government official, all of these guys, all these supposed reporters, journalists, all of those guys are koi. You know, they're all koi scientists, and they don't recognize that they're in a koi pond, and they're thinking themselves in the universe. So it's all a perceptual issue. It's all perception. And so now here is the ultimate way to analyze all of your life, okay? But specifically UFOs and stuff, but all of your life. It's very easily done. You go get a big sheet of paper, right? You lay the sheet of paper down on a table. You get yourself a pen or a pencil. On that sheet of paper, it's all blank, off somewhere on one side, you write Supreme Consciousness. Right, two words, Supreme Consciousness. And then down in a corner on that same, turn the paper over so that the word Supreme Consciousness faces the table, right? And then on one of the four corners of the paper sticking up towards you, put a little tiny circle. And then put a label for that as the illusion. Okay, and so that represents your entire universe. And you can very easily analyze anything that comes into your awareness through this method, right? The sheet of paper method. So you pick up the sheet of paper, something comes into your universe. You can say, into your awareness, and you can say, is this Supreme Consciousness I'm dealing with? Now bear in mind, Supreme Consciousness, everything is Supreme Consciousness, and you are within the illusion. You are within that little tiny dot. Everything you've ever experienced and ever will experience is within that little dot of the illusion. And so you can say to yourself at any time, am I dealing with Supreme Consciousness here? If it is not Supreme Consciousness, if it isn't clearly Supreme Consciousness, it is within the illusion. Ergo, it doesn't matter. I mean, it matters at a pertinent, you know, at a personal pertinent level, because that illusionary train can kill you if you get your car wedged on the track, that kind of thing. But at a grand scheme kind of idea, no, it doesn't matter at all. Everything is Supreme Consciousness. And here's a bunch of things about this, right? They're going to tell you that you can't handle the truth. And it's all too dark and so on, and you don't have, and they're going to suggest that you don't have free will because of what they know and all of these kind of things. Absolute horseshit. And that's because they're approaching it from the gritology viewpoint. They don't even know they're within the illusion. They haven't even seen the concept of Supreme Consciousness. People like Jason Giorgiani have, and they reject it. He says, monad, bullshit. You know, he wants to deal with a consciousness. And here's the reality of our universe. If there is so every single motherfucker you've ever heard, every single fucking channeler, every single schizophrenic, every single ghost whisperer, any of these fuckers, they were all factual, okay? Every single one of them encountered the entities that they say they encountered. All those channelers, they're channeling those things. And it's absolutely meaningless. So, you know, you get a channeler out there, Basher, and he's channeling some alien dude. Well, that's fine. He's channeling an entity that exists within the illusion with him. His mind is thinking itself a separate consciousness, talking to another separate consciousness. Both of those are illusionary perceptions. He's not a separate consciousness, and there is no other consciousness other than supreme consciousness, and all others are an illusion. Now, this doesn't bother me, right? I actually like this illusionary reality a whole lot. So I've got Heidi. She's gorgeous. She's cool. She's witty. She's engaging. She's entertaining. And, you know, why should I bitch about her being an illusion? You know, she's as illusionary as I am. So this is okay with me, right? There are good aspects to this illusion. And the aware mind can take such satisfaction and fulfillment from those as they may be able to, still knowing that it's an illusion, right? Universe provided Heidi and myself to each other for its reasons. And so I'm just going to be sort of greedy and take my satisfaction while I serve the greater functions of universe in whatever fucking fashion it wants me to, because I'm not able to determine what supreme consciousness needs. That's basically what we do all of our lives, is try and figure out what we should be doing, right? What universe would rather have us do than us sitting around playing video games, that kind of thing. So, this is our reality, and we have been created. So, obviously, the human that you are is a creation of universe. Obviously, you can handle this reality because universe put you here. And so, these fuckers telling you that your mind is too weak, you're going to go and, you know, shit yourself and not do anything the rest of your life if we tell you the actual truth, that's horse shit. That's gritology talk, you know. That's the cabal. That's the, you know, the Talmudist putting their dystopian shit on top of you. Don't accept it, in my opinion. I'm not. I know factually that my existence, my very existence, validates the concept that universe wants me here. That's as much as I need, right? Universe wants me here. It created me. I didn't create myself. I'm not self-forming. I didn't create the system where all humans come into existence in order for me to have this body or any of that shit. I am a participant. As such, I have a certain limited level of control. But that limited level of control includes free will. And so I can choose to participate at the levels that I choose to participate at. So it is a decision. These decisions are given to us by universe as that's what is meant by grace, okay? You have the grace to decide. So universe provides you, supreme consciousness provides you with the grace to be able to decide that you're experiencing pain or suffering. It's entirely your choice, right? You choose to suffer. Otherwise, it's just simply pain, and you just simply deal with the pain. Anyway, so these fuckers are going to tell you that, you know, it's all evil, terrible reptilians coming to, you know, munch on your liver or whatever the fuck they're afraid of. They're a bunch of gritologists. They don't have a real understanding of the universe that we live in, and they're dying, okay? And that's another thing about government and its gap, all right? It recognizes that gap exists there, the deep thinkers in government. Most of government is too stupid to even consider these ideas, but there's a few people in there. They recognize the gap exists, and it's growing wildly and widely. And it is accelerating beyond their ability to even dampen it down. And they have no clue as to what's going on, the greater forces involved, and so on, nor where all of this is headed. They have a deep humanity kind of, or deep human feeling that, you know, shit ain't right. And they have this deep feeling that they're not on on a train that they control, and they don't like that. And this causes a lot of the different kinds of reaction from government. It also causes a lot of the choices that they make, the decisions that they make. But all of their decisions and stuff are inherently, completely controlled by the fact that they are within that little dot on the other side of your sheet of paper, the illusion, and they don't recognize that. And so all of their thinking believes or is based on the belief that the materium is reality when it is not. Anyway, so don't buy this idea that, you know, don't let them put you down, that you're too stupid to understand, you're going to be too afraid. There will be many, 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 many human minds that break over this next year. We'll probably have lots of people suiciding, all different kinds of weird shit because of the chaos we're getting into. The chaos is going to affect finances, military, government, religion, education, healthcare, all of this stuff. It's all coming unglued, and it's all going to be chaotic. And we're going to have the UFO, you know, other consciousness intrusion. Now, there are those people like myself that universe has given us this paradigm shift early, right? And so this is necessary. Obviously, universe wants that out there. It wants me to make these audios and videos and tell you about this shit for its own purpose, right? There's other people doing this as well. They're doing it in their paradigms, their flavors, their views, but they are essentially echoing these same themes about consciousness, awareness, humanity, progression, time, the eternal now, and the event stream. All right, now, so universe wants this. I can be quite content in knowing that I'm doing what it wants. I also know that it's necessary. Universe has a feeling that this is necessary, and it wants it out there for people to discuss it ahead of the need. That's the way this shit works. And I also know that there are parts within government that are coming to some of these same conclusions, and they have yet to realize exactly the power that the appropriate paradigm provides in analysis and planning. But they'll start catching on. They'll still always have a gap. That's just the way it's going to be. It's going to be an extremely chaotic year. You should, in my opinion, right? It would be advisable, in my opinion, for every human to find those things in their lives that bring them satisfaction, fulfillment, and pleasure, and that they should deliberately set aside some parts of their day, their week, their month, and their year to fulfill themselves, right? It's going to be a very chaotic year, very draining, and you're going to need to keep your emotional and energetic batteries as charged up as possible. And as I say, you know, don't listen to the buttheads, the government guys. They're in that little tiny circle. They're living within the delusion. At least you know that that you're within the delusion. They're so fucking ignorant, they do not. And here's the thing about all of this, right? Universe created humanity for a purpose. None of this shit's random. There are no meaningless coincidences. There's no real accidents ever. It's all for a purpose at some level. So we can understand that, right? We co-create. We participate in this. Go look at my book on my Substack there, Eyes to See, and you'll be able to read what Jesus said about co-creation. But my conclusion is that humanity is very special, okay? This is something all humans want, is to feel special within humanity. But I think humans need to understand that humanity itself is special, and we all contribute to that. And we're spread across a wide range of talents, abilities, mentition, etc., for a purpose, right? We exist as we exist for a purpose, for many purposes, for a universe. And we can take pride in that, right? We're doing our job. We're being humans. Humans are unique. Humans, I think, in my opinion, are a big step in succeeding or in the approach to succeeding for universe's goal, which in my opinion is the creation of novelty, right? Absolutely creation of something that supreme consciousness could not know would exist ahead of its existence. And the entire illusion, that little dot on the other side of the paper that we all exist in, is there as an experiment to see if novelty can be created. And Now, novelty can be good, can be bad, right? World war, destruction of humanity is quite novel. It's somewhat predictable, so I don't think it would meet the criteria of actually being novelty as far as universe is concerned. Nonetheless, I think that that's really our goal, that the universe has all of life within the materium, which is where we're at, where matter exists, as an experiment to create conditions and see if novelty can exist, if novelty can arise. There's a lot to suggest that it can, that there is a path towards this, and that this really is a primary goal of supreme consciousness. I won't get into why and all of that kind of stuff now. It gets incredibly deep. You get into the philosophical shit, and you can go on for hours about that. But anyway, so the point being is that we are special, all of humanity, and therefore you are as special as well. We exist both independently and as individuals, but also collectively as an aspect of humanity itself, as an expression of humanity. And so the complexities here are layer on layer on layer on layer on layer, but ultimately, at the core, at the bottom of it, is you. And the universe created you for a purpose. Might help to try and figure out what that is, because maybe things will go a little easier for you. Anyway, guys, I got to get to it. Long day today doing stuff here. Take care and be novel.